Enrico Cohen is the president of the Genetic Society. He seemed the perfect person to ask, what is DNA?
Okay, so DNA is basically a very long molecule that carries all the hereditary information, or the bulk of the hereditary information that we transmit from parents to children for all organisms, be they humans, cows, mice, bacteria. They all have this molecule that is carrying the hereditary information.
But how can a molecule be a code? How can there be information in a chemical?
So the molecule carries, it's like a very long string that carries a sequence of four different types of subunits that are like letters. So they're often referred to as A, G, C, and T. And the sequence of these letters is specific to each DNA molecule. So every individual will have a particular sequence of these letters. And just as words and sequence of letters in a book can carry information and can determine the meaning of the book, so a lot of the meaning of organisms, or the information that's needed for organisms to develop, is carried in this long molecule.
So, that's it. DNA is a chemical that has four different components. When these components, which are called nucleotides, but we think of them as letters, are arranged in a long chain, they spell out a code. But never mind DNA, I've also heard of genetic information. So, what is a gene?
A gene is basically a short stretch of DNA that carries information, usually to create or code for a particular product, such as a protein. So it's a sort of convenient unit of the DNA, just as a word is a convenient unit when we want to think about letters, or a sentence is another convenient unit. So when we look at DNA, we think in terms of certain units that make sense in terms of their own structure. And a gene is basically a unit of that kind.